My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy. Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your morning to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition, well, we've learned a lot along the way, and we're learning even more as time is going by. And I think the reason that we're really noticing things these days is because I think more and more of us are frustrated, irritated, cranky, moody, and just tired of not feeling good. You know, so I think what we need to do is we need to make sure that we're doing everything we possibly can to get as healthy as we possibly can. And with that healthy kind of structure comes frustration. And I think a lot of people are just wondering, you know, what do I do and where do I start? And, you know, I'm frustrated and, you know, trying to do as much of the good stuff as I possibly can. And I think we learn more and more along the way. I think the biggest problem is that, you know, we just don't know where to start because there's so much information. Remember when there was no information? Well, now there's tons of information, and today we all have a hard time trying to put ourselves into a category where we are actually thinking that we're making progress. I was talking with someone yesterday, and they said, you know, Jeff, I've tried and tried and tried this, this, and this, and because all my friends were doing really well with it, but it's not working well for me. It might not be supposed to working for you. It might not be the protocol that you need to follow, and so you may have to do a little bit of research, but that's okay. What we do here on the Staying Healthy radio show is we talk about the relevant topics for today's world, the things that are important, the things we should talk about, the things we need to talk about, and of course, the things that we just don't talk enough about. As you get more clarity, as you get more comfortable talking about your health, as you feel better along the way, you're going to want to have more chats, more talks, and more dialogue. You're going to be able to talk to people, your friends, your family, your coworkers, your neighbors, and your medical practitioners, because you're going to have that comfort zone, because most of us don't. Most people go to the doctor, they sit there, they nod their head, they take what they get, they take their meds, they keep their head down, and then they really don't take the time to really have that conversation. But if you're comfortable, you know you will. You know, when I send people to Stay Healthy Health Food Store, a lot of people notice something. They notice that they may be used to going to a store where they may know more than the people in the store, because there's not that passion, there's not that drive, there's not that ambition, that informational, educational people in place who love what they do and sharing what they love. When you go to Stay Healthy, you're able to take your walls down and ask questions and feel comfortable and, you know, talk about some situations that sometimes are not so comfortable. But if you don't talk about them, how do you choose correctly to make sure that you're actually heading in the right direction? And the folks at Stay Healthy make it really, really easy. So you have that comfort zone. They're a full-service store. Did you know they're Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer? Did you know they're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley? Well, they are. And they just make it good because they carry the best. They've got awesome prices. And they've got that open-door comfort zone. When you walk out, you say, you know something? I love this place. Oh, I got so much information. I can't believe I was doing everything wrong, heading in the wrong direction. No wonder I wasn't feeling any different. Because everybody's different. You can't all fit in the same box. This perpetual box that everybody tells us that we need to fit in, if you happen to see that box, stomp on it, kick it to the curb, because it's not a realistic way of living our life because we're different. We eat different foods, we sleep differently, we process our stress differently, we digest our food differently. Everybody is different. So everybody, you may have five people that are all related that have to do the same job five different ways with their health because they're different. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They're going to help you on that journey. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to take the time to become part of the Stay Healthy family. Go to Facebook, give them a thumbs up on Facebook, and stay connected to them every single day because it'll be well worth it. And I guarantee you that you'll have more information coming to you that makes sense and is applicable to your life than you probably ever have. Well, speaking about education and knowledge and brilliance and being an awesome educator and learning and all that stuff, can't think of anybody better than my friend Sally Bird. Sally's going to be here today talking about colloidal silver and making it understandable. A little background on this amazing educator. I love opening my book and seeing that Sally's going to be here, and you'll know why shortly. Sally is a board-certified traditional naturopath, a licensed body worker, and a master teacher with the Institute of Human Eventuality, spearheaded by Dr. Peter D'Adamo, with over 37 years of professional experience. She has amassed a wealth of knowledge in the field of nutrition and living well. Sally is involved in education and sales for American Biotech Labs, the world's leading silver company, who specializes in safe immune system maintenance. Her career, well, it spanned the gamut from supplement formulation and education with Dr. Titus Vanessa, a well-respected clinical researcher in the field of anti-aging, to sales and education for the Hain Celestial Company personal care division and sales training and formulation for Tree of Life supplement brand, along with hands-on experience as a founding partner with the Progressive Health Strategies in North Carolina, a wellness center since 1997. She also co-authored two books, Are Your Kids Running on Empty? And Hey Mom, I'm Hungry, What's for Dinner? With Ellen Briggs, who shares her nutritional passion for the youth in our society. Sally is well known all through our industry as a crusader for wellness and longevity. She is personally committed to inspire positive dietary changes in people's lifestyles through her seminars, media appearances, industry events, and consumer interactions. And she is just one of the people out there that helps to bridge, you know, the confusion, making it understandable, and getting it to us so that we can walk away saying, oh, okay, I get it now. And she is awesome at it. Help me welcome my friend and my wonderful guest, Sally Bird. Hey, Dr. Sally Bird, how are you today?
Good morning, Dr. Jeffrey. I'm doing fantastic.
I'm so glad to have you here. I was telling somebody the other day about you and you know, how you do and your training. We were talking about silver, and he says, where does she base out of? I said, well, about everywhere. I said, she's all over. I said, I'm not surprised that I'll see her on a cruise ship and I see her talking to people, you know, in another country or all around. She's everywhere. And I said, you know, the wonderful thing is when you have a message and you're really good at relaying that message, we want those kind of people to be out there talking to people everywhere to spread the good word, because good word is great for learning, but it also provides hope for people that may feel there is none.
Oh, yes. The message of hope has to be said, because people get in ruts, don't they? They think they're supposed to feel a certain way. Or how many times have, I'm sure you've heard it too, well, I've always had sinus problems, I always have this, I always have that, and that can change. Mm-hmm. They have to get out of their box. And what we speak is also powerful, and then we use the right products to confirm the message. It's, you know, doesn't a joyful attitude going through life with hope better than someone who's always miserable and saying they're sick and they almost claim what they are, and then things get worse? So it's, you know, you're so awesome too, Dr. Jeffrey, because you're out there and you always have that beautiful white smile and you're a hugger and you love on people just like we do, because we're passionate about people and their health and their wellness and their walk through life. And what you think about, you become, right?
Absolutely.
What you speak about, you become. We just happen to love certain products that help us get through things.
You know, I've learned in my long career, as you have in yours, that, you know, I said most people out there are really looking for some basic information. And this has taken me, you know, 40 years to figure this out. But what most people really want, and I'm the same way, when you're talking about health and nutrition, what is it? What does it do? Where do I get it? How do I take it? And am I a candidate for it? That's the only thing people want. I mean, there are some people that want the biochemical structure of the inner lining of the cell structure and what it does and where it releases and how it absorbs, and that's fine. Most of us just want to know, what does this do? Is this something I can use? And when do I take it? And can I take it? You know, and tell me just a little bit about it so I understand, because it does get overwhelming. It does get frustrating out there. And some basic information, because we're overwhelmed enough as it is in our life. You know, if we can make this easier and get some good results with it, whew, we're on board.
Yes, and so agreed. Even the with Silverbiotics that we're going to be talking today, we have keep telling them we need cartoons, we need diagrams and pictures to almost get people out of the rut of all these white papers, even though the white papers are necessary for backup. They can't be in the face of the consumer for the everyday focus. People just don't have time.
Mm-hmm, that too.
You know, we all have 24 hours in a day. How are we going to spend it? Most families do not want to spend it reading a white paper or a science paper, or even listening to their neighbor sometimes. They, as you said, need basics on how to live well, stay healthy and happy, and do the best that they can do within the circle of influence that they have. Mm-hmm. And it is important. Many times people go, just like you, what is it? How much do I take?
Absolutely. Let me ask you a quick question. And I don't know if we really get a good understanding of all of this. And I think one of the things we have to focus on, you know, when you're starting to get healthy and you're starting to look at things, and I think the hard part is retraining our mind as to, you know, where we need to begin and where we need to start. And I think the hard part is people need to see a little bit of something. A little bit of success, a little bit of focus, a little bit of, you know, being able to get ourselves into a better way of thinking. And I think the hard thing is, you know, the frustration of maybe past being unsuccessful. I think a lot of us just don't know exactly where to go and the starting point. And I think that's a big issue. I'm not sure you feel the same way. But I think, and I've got people chiming in right now saying, the biggest thing is the confusion and not knowing exactly where to go and how to start. Now, I'm looking at the big picture right now, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, here I have this educator who travels all over the world. And one of the biggest problems that we have to focus on is, when she's out there teaching, are there different levels of education that have to be used? Now, do we talk differently to people that are just beginning? Do we have a different message for people that are a little bit more advanced in their nutrition? I don't think so. I think we need to just keep everything always understandable. And especially when we're talking about a topic like colloidal silver, I think we need to make sure that we are really, truly following through with everything that needs to be done. Because all I can tell you is that there are some things in our field that are very, very difficult. There are some things that are frustrating. There are some things that are, you know, so important, yet we can't grasp them. I don't know. I think that it really just depends on the person. And I'm not really sure exactly where we should go with this. I know we're, I'll tell you what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and we're going to take our break right now. Sally dropped off, and then we'll come right back and pick up when Sally comes back.
Hello, this is Jeffrey Burke, the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. I've been recommending Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract to people for many years now. Actually, decades. With over 700 peer-reviewed published scientific papers on everything from immune function to cholesterol, homocysteine, high blood pressure, and overall cardioprotective effects. Organic and odorless Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is the only truly odorless garlic supplement guaranteed not to upset your stomach or give you that embarrassing garlic odor. Available in capsules, tablet, and liquid. With many different formulas, choose the one that's right for you and for your individual healthcare needs. So do what I do. Eat right, exercise, get plenty of rest, and take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Your heart will love it. Available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store here in Las Vegas, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. You can also get more information at www.kyolic.com. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Life Seasons is committed to providing high-quality, condition-specific supplements that support a healthy and vibrant life. Life Seasons is guided by a simple yet powerful belief. Best ingredients. Best formulas. Best results. Life Seasons clearly states the levels of each ingredient, and all products are magnesium stearate-free, gluten-free, and made with the purest ingredients available. Life Seasons does extensive research to develop their condition-specific formulas and are guided by four core philosophies in the development of its formulas. First, we take a naturopathic approach, meaning we try to get to the base cause of the illness and trying to bring the body's own innate healing force into play to heal the patient inside out, or metaphorically, from the ground up. Second, we incorporate an eclectic approach. It means that the doctor or practitioner is going to choose from a wide range of treatment options and opt for the one or ones that seem best, as long as the treatments are natural, holistic, and non-invasive. Third, we use doctrine of signatures, which is one of the oldest aspects of a foundational tenet of scientific investigation, observation. Ancient herbalists noticed by general and close observation of physical characteristics of plants, things like color, shape of leaves or roots, growing conditions, environmental preferences, and animal usage, that plants gave clues as to what uses as food and medicine they might be effectively used for. Lastly, we formulate tonics. Did you know that the oldest systems of medicine in the world, TCM and Ayurvedic medicine, teach about and use a class of medicines known as tonics as their highest, best treatments? Tonics allow the body to work its way into balance. And balance cures faster and more deeply than any external force. See the complete line of Life Seasons products at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston.
Oh, stop it, Barkley! Settle down!
Looks like you have your hands full.
Oh, sometimes he gets so excited he's nearly impossible to handle.
You might want to try something I use for my dog.
What's that?
Cedar Bear Naturals liquid herbal products for pets.
Herbs for pets?
Sure, think about it. They don't have any chemicals, preservatives, or alcohol. Only herbs are used in the products. What could be more natural? Cedar Bear Naturals has herbal formulas for most of my pet's needs.
Do you think they'd have something to calm Barkley down?
I'm sure they do. They're easy to use. And they taste good, too.
Sounds great. I can't wait to try Cedar Bear Naturals pet products. Who'd have thought herbs for pets?
You'll love them. So will Barkley. Right, boy?
Cedar Bear Naturals. You know where to get them. Stay healthy. 840 South Rancho at Charleston in the Town and Country Center.
All right, we're back. We're going to go ahead and jump in, and when Sally is able to get back with us, but we're going to be talking today about Silver Biotics and why this company stands out in the crowd, and I think some of the benefits of this line, and I've been a big believer in colloidal silver for a very long time, but you know, you always, you know, unless you have a good company to feel comfortable with, you know, you always have in the back of your mind that it might be something that you're not going to get benefit from, or it's going to be toxic, and all these different kinds of things, and what I have learned is that we just have to be prepared to use a good quality product. So when you take a look and you start thinking about colloidal silver, you really do want to have a better understanding of exactly what's going on. There's a technology that's wrapped up into the colloidal silver and making sure that you've actually got something that's going to make a dramatic difference, you know, in your system, on your body, and for different You know, I guess, you know, we have to kind of look at the bigger picture, you know, and I think Sally would probably be able to explain it better. You know, Sally, when we are thinking colloidal silver, a lot of people have a little bit of information. And I know one thing that we talked about earlier was what people want to know and what does it do and when do I take it. But sometimes a little bit of information in some areas can actually be harmful because then it gets confusing. When I think colloidal silver, I think immune, I think building my body, I think healing my body, both internally and topically, and giving me prevention and giving me peace of mind so that I can do what I do, travel and go where I go and be around as many people as I am and feel comfortable with it. But if you had to give a definition of colloidal silver, what would you say?
24/7 protection.
Yep, there we go. I think that's probably the best. I think that says it better than anything. You know, and I know as much as you're traveling, can you imagine traveling now at this state of the game at our age, as you know, as long as we've been doing it, knowing what we know without colloidal silver?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I feel exactly the same way. Do me a favor. Someone just chimed in and she said, I used to get colloidal silver years and years ago. And then I got a batch and it was really dark and grainy and syrupy. And then I got one that it was almost clear. I actually got a brand one time over the years that had all kinds of filament in it. They told me I was supposed to strain it. She said, I use the Silver Biotics now and it's beautifully clear every single time. Can you explain this? Because I have a friend I've been trying to get to listen and she can go back on your next show and listen to the podcast because I can't explain it. I love it.
All right. First of all, those syrupy, sediment, strain, those are major red flags and should be avoided. That means the silver is highly unstable. Now, the type of colloid that is in Silver Biotics, it's a new method, like a new technology, like you just got the newest version of cell phone technology. Think of it as a 5G, okay? It does not need to have any sediment because it's not ionic and it's not protein bound. Those are two technologies that can do what we just heard about. The Silver Biotics is a frequency new technology that is actually called a tetrahedral colloid, and it's so far advanced than the other guys. It is not ionic silver. It does not need to be packed in glass. It will not work in glass. So we want to get that out there because that's very confusing. So what happens when people get yellow silver, thick silver? Sometimes people make it at home. It's a very low charge, like different watts on a light bulb. Okay, think, and 5G is better than a dial-up phone in the frequency exchange. You just have to look at it in a frequency type of format. I don't mean to get too technical here. But when you get a thick, syrupy silver, it's usually a protein-bound, too literal, like you would buy protein powder at a store. It's an amino acid chain that's been attached, like a chelate, to a molecule of silver, nitrate. That is done in certain brands to stabilize the silver so that it can last longer to kill a bacteria in the body. The problem is it doesn't last very long. It falls apart. It separates. That's when the color starts. And it's dangerous. It is the most dangerous type of silver you could possibly ingest. Think of it, if you think of a lake in the fall, where leaves change that fall into water. That's called sediment, right? Leaves after years after years after years, you get the humus. Sometimes it's soggy on the bottom of the pond keeps getting shallower. Mm-hmm. The lake keep getting shallower. That's what happens in your body when you use these types of silvers. So sometimes you need a visual, right, Dr. Jeffrey? We have to keep them Sesame Street pictures, because we can think of how it works in our minds without being too technical. Fast forward to a higher frequency molecular structure like the Silver Biotics,
it is bound to oxygen because it's an electrocuted product. When they put so much electricity in the manufacturing process over a long period of time, 36 hours of alternating electrical charge of 80,000 watts of voltage. That's like a lightning bolt hitting a body of water. That is super strong. And what that does, it sends an energy, a frequency into the water. The silver now becomes bound in with the water, similar to a homeopathic technology. And when you consume the silver biotics or use it on your skin, it becomes part of your chemical makeup, right? Uh-huh. What? How much of our bodies have water in? 68%, some say 65%, some say 70%. You've got a silver immune shield of safe protection for 20 to 24 hours in your bloodstream, and then miraculously it leaves. It leaves through urine, sweat, any type of mucous membranes. The silver automatically leaves. And the other silvers cannot leave the body. They are there for your lifespan on this planet. And that is why FDA has given the Silver Biotics brand a gold star for safety. They have actually recognized them, and it says on the bottle, on the box, now that the bottle is tucked into a box, that it is safe for everyday use. And they did short and long-term research on this. They are the only silver in the world that has this data and safety records. That's huge to, quote, ease the mind of all of us that we're taking a safe product. We don't want to wake up in 20 years and find out we've been taking something toxic, right? And the older silvers, they were better than nothing for a bacteria kill. However, all that thick, nasty, yellowy sediment stuff, even the stuff you make at home, it has a very low charge. So it cannot stop a virus from reproducing. It cannot kill candida yeast, and it cannot kill mold, which Silver Biotics can do all of that, but keep you safe in the meantime from a probiotic kill, which means you're healthier all the time. And that's why we say 24/7. It helps your body work like it's supposed to work.
You know, and the wonderful thing that I always have enjoyed about using a quality colloidal silver, and when I use the Silver Biotics, I know in my mind two things. I know if I'm well and healthy and I'm using it, I'm getting the benefits of prevention and support and a little bit of a mental insurance policy, wrapping myself in bubble wrap, if you will. And number number two, if I'm sick, I know I'm getting prevention on top of medicinal for helping the situation that's going on at hand. I love something that gives me both sides of the coin. I love the prevention. I like the as needed when I'm going through a sickness or something's going on or I'm in a really heavy germ-filled environment. I know that I have a little bit more protection than I would have had without it, and actually down the road a lot more protection just by having it in my system every single day. I like being able to know in my mind that both sides of that are being covered. I think that's important.
Love the bubble wrap concept, because your listeners can think about you're wrapped up and you're safe and you're protected. It's fabulous.
Now, because this is a liquid and people are just learning. Oh, I want to remind everybody, Marge texted me, they're 25% off the liquids at Stay Healthy. So make sure you pick some up. Because even though it's hot outside and you're not thinking flu and cold, I guarantee you people get lots of flus and colds and sicknesses in the summer, even though it's hot. It has nothing to do with the heat. So just remember that. you know, protect yourself. And everybody's traveling. My goodness, wouldn't it be great to have a little protection along the way on planes, trains, and automobiles and beaches and tents and camping and walking and amusement parks and all the stuff? Believe me, people are still doing their thing. There's a lot more people out this time of the year, so you're coming in even more contact with people. So make sure you get your silver and get that 25% discount on the liquid. Okay, that being said, it's a liquid. What is the best way for people to use it, and what is the best time of day?
Well, those are great questions. It's whatever works into your schedule.
I knew you were going to say that.
However, at night, if you use the silver before you go to bed and you're swallowing it, that's when our body repair work is really being done. The liver detoxes, the gallbladder's being renewed, your organs, your colon, your heart. It's a good clean out time. So say if somebody had, they were trying to go on a diet, or they were loaded with yeast, or they had, you know, something going on where they had some type of toxicity. If they were only going to take it one time a day, I probably would take it at night and have it work all night and get your system ready for the next day so that you can jump out of bed in the morning and be ready.
If I love that.
Someone is chronically ill and they need to take it two or three times a day, then you take it as needed.
Okay.
And now, it could be before you eat, after you eat. There is no real time except limit it when you're in presence of a heavy salt product. Even salty lemon water, which is always something that I tell people to do first thing in the morning to jumpstart their liver, you should wait maybe 10 minutes after that, 20 minutes max, because the frequencies of salt interfere with the frequencies of the silver biotics, and it's almost its kryptonite. It just neutralizes it. It's the only thing that does it pretty much, except maybe heavy steroid use, but that's it. So that's why the product is not packed in glass, because there is salt or silica in glass.
Now, the reason I want to ask this question because I saw a study that you showed me, which I think is amazing, but it goes along with this question. It says, Jeff, when I'm using colloidal silver, the first thing I think of is very powerful antibiotic, antiviral, antigermicidal, and antifungal. Good. And what I also think is it's killing everything in the pathway. Now, I know it's silver, and I know that it's different than using a wide-spectrum antibiotic. My question is, when I use a wide-spectrum antibiotic, which I don't like to do, but of course every once in a while we have to, I triple up on my probiotics because I know they're being destroyed because they're in the way. When I'm using my silver every day, of course I take a probiotic. But then I started thinking, if this is also an antibiotic, how much of my probiotics is it destroying? And then you sent me this study, and I thought to myself, I love this. So where would you like? So I always tell people it's not destroying your probiotics, you know, and feel comfortable. And I use them together every single day. I wouldn't be without my silver or my probiotics, but I don't feel I have to take three times because I'm using the silver biotics, because there are discriminatory and compassionate antibiotics, and they don't act on everybody.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
And the cool thing about silver biotics is it doesn't wipe you out of your probiotics. And it is hard for people to kind of wrap their heads around that sometimes,
mm-hmm.
because even a lot of our fabulous herbs that we use can wipe you out. And people have to understand when to combine what supplements and things like that. With silver, you just don't combine it with salt. You're safe. You're not getting the probiotic kill. And it's so cool because it's so safe for everybody for every age. That's why we love it.
Talk a little bit about this study that was done. I think that it really is important for a lot of reasons. A lot of women that I know use the colloidal silver for a lot of things. A lot of them use it also for helping with supporting vaginal health and urinary tract and bladder and kidney infections. I know a lot of nurses, for whatever reason. I think that they work so many long hours and they don't drink enough water, and they're so busy that they're holding their urine longer than they should. And this is just from conversations I've had with them. They're just like, Jeff, I'm too busy to pee. you know, I don't have time to go. And they hold it too long because they're busy, and then they have a blue light, and then they have something going on, and they're not getting the water because they don't want to drink a lot of water because they don't have the time to go. You know what I mean? It's kind of a double, dual-edged sword, you know, and a lot of them have urinary tract and bladder and kidney problems. So, of course, I just make them drink the water and drink the cranberry juice and use the mastic gum and use all that stuff. But I also have them on colloidal silver. But a lot of them are always worried that, you know, you have healthy, good probiotics and vaginal probiotics and things in your urinary tract. This silver, is it destroying this? I love this study. This is going to be really, really good. And also, because you have the gel available as well, you can deliver things hand-on. Where do you want to go with this? I'm kind of excited with this.
Well, first of all, we should tell the audience that Silverbiotics, besides the liquid, makes this really cool gel called Silver Gel. Imagine that. Silverbiotics, Silver Gel. It's in a white box. It's pretty blue. It looks pretty. And that gel doesn't say anything on the box. It's mostly used for cosmetic purposes unless you know secretly kind of what it does. They do have medical versions of it in hospitals and at health professionals where claims are made, but this is a everyday friendly price, and it's at 20 ppm, and it's a safe gel that can be used anywhere inside or outside the body. Most people use it for burns, cuts, sores, and Dr. Jeffrey and I use it on our hands as a four-hour Band-Aid against any microbe known to mankind. We put it in our nose. We put it on our face. You can even put it in your hair if you have any issues with yeast, mold, viruses, or bacteria infections anywhere. However, women in the know, and this is for ladies or very clever, caring husbands, they use it vaginally. Again, it's a very safe gel, and people can use it two or three times a day. And people are using it for sexual safety, for cleanliness, yeast infections, anything itchy. And men can use it for jock itch and athlete's foot. The study that Dr. Jeffrey's talking about was just released this month. And they tested the gel vaginally to see if it would kill probiotics. And it doesn't because it's a 20 ppm. And they tested it up to a 40 ppm medical gel that they sell into hospitals. And it did not kill lactobacillus, acidophilus, as all you may know that, and bifidum longum, the two main bacterias. It didn't inhibit even the growth. So these healthy probiotics, not only did it not kill them, it did not inhibit the growth. This is huge. Because if you've never tried this gel, you don't leave home without it. Male, female, child, just for basic health needs. But this, as Dr. Jeffrey said, this whole thing with the nurses, they're under so much stress, and they're probably dehydrated. What does stress cause? It causes an acid-loving environment in your body, or as we know it as acidosis. And what the gel will do is get that flora in the vaginal cavity back to neutral. It balances it right out. So anybody with any type of twitch or pain or itch, it will neutralize it. It's fantastic. This study, we're all very excited. And it's really, really cool because even though we've been saying this, people like to see things in writing for the folks that are science nerds. You know, they just need to see it.
You know, I have a friend, and they just got back from vacation. They went camping for 2 weeks, and they were pretty out in the rugged areas. I mean, they don't bring the luxury. They camp on the ground and, you know, under the stars, and, you know, and they do really well. You know, they get water out of it's a place where there's running ponds and stuff, and they purify their water. I mean, they do it really rugged. But she said, I was just not paying attention. And she said, and I was in shorts and barefoot, and I hit some poison oak or poison ivy. And she goes, and the next day I was just a mess. And I said, what did you have with me? And she goes, well, she goes, we never travel without the silver. She goes, we never travel without the gel. She said, and I just started putting it on. And she goes, and I just laid. So I was getting some sun on there also. So they weren't getting moist. They were drying. She said, it was amazing. She says, I got got it on like the fourth day we were out there. She goes, on like day 6, 7, I was almost completely clear. She goes, by day 10, it was gone. And she said, and I used about everything we had with us. She said, but thank goodness we had it. She goes, because, you know, this can take weeks to get rid of. And she goes, it didn't spread. I kept it localized and it never went above my mid thigh. And that's pretty good because most people have it. They touch it. They touch somewhere else. They, you know, touch their face, their shoulder, and then they spread it all. They're covered from head to toe. She says, I just kept it localized. So I thought that was really cool. And, you know,
that's a miracle for that family.
Yeah. Yeah.
Miracle. It did not ruin the camping trip.
No, not at all. She says, she goes, suffering or not, I was not coming home. We planned this trip forever. She said, and when we were hiking during the day, she said, she goes, because it was warm. She goes, but I had some long underwear for the nights in case it was cold. She goes, I cut off the legs and I just pulled them over my legs to cover it. So I wasn't touching it and everything while we were out hiking. And it went up right above my thigh. And she goes, and at the end of the day, I take them off. And I would wear them when we were hiking because it kept it protected. I just said, that was smart.
She's a smart lady.
I'm like, wait a second. Let me write this down. I'm trying to remember all this stuff. But I thought it was pretty cool. Oh, here's one. Right, I might as well address this. It says, we just got back from a cruise. We've been listening to you and Sally for a long time. Good morning to both of you. We always take the silver when we travel. The last time we went on a cruise, we got sick. There was something with the food, and we don't know what it was. So this time, we took our silver 3 times a day on the cruise ship. And a couple people had some disruptions to their tummy, which is probably normal. But we had a great, great cruise. Nobody got sick, and we ate plenty. Love it.
Fantastic. love hearing that.
Well, you know, you're on cruise ships. You see, I mean, there's always going to be somebody that has a trouble with something because our digestive systems range in effectiveness.
And they're feeding thousands of people. I'll be on next Thursday, Dr. Jeffrey. I'll be boarding a ship in Amsterdam for the British Isles.
See, like I said.
I am bringing extra for. Mm-hmm.
How much do you take every day, personally, and how much do you take when you travel?
Personally, I take a swig. That's about a tablespoon a day.
That's what I do.
Silver biotics.
That's what I do.
I don't feel I need more than that, and I use a lot of the gel because it makes your skin better. It gets rid of yeast and mold even on the skin. So the gel I might use up to 3 times a day if when I'm traveling. I'm taking more. Sometimes I'll drink it before I go to dinner on a cruise ship or if I go to somebody's house and I can't control the menu. And when you travel into different time zones globally, the water is different. So even if you're drinking bottled water, what do they wash the food in? The fresh vegetables.
Yep. Yeah.
What are they cooking in if you have soup? So for me, traveling and you too, it just takes the stress out of life. Look at this lady camping and the people on the cruise ship. They got to enjoy their life because they're not worrying about stuff.
You know, I was talking with a friend of mine about a month ago, and her husband had terrible athlete's foot. Upon further conversation, we found out that he does construction. What he does is he jumps in the shower in the morning, barely dries off, puts his socks on, and his feet are still wet. And that's one reason that he has them in boots all day long. He never lets them dry. And he said, right. It's terrible. It gets between my toes and I've done all the chemicals. And I said, are you willing to try something for a month? And he goes, I've had this continually for 3 years. So what I told him to do is he gets out of the shower in the morning. He dries off. He needs to use a blow dryer on his feet in between the toes to make sure it's perfectly dry. So he was willing to do this because it's uncomfortable. And I had his wife pick up the silver gel, and I had him apply a little bit on the toes, in between the toes, every single day, and then put his socks on. He said it took about 3 or 4 days to notice a difference, and within a week to week and a half, it was completely gone. And now he does the routine all the time. It's been over a month, and not one bit of it is back. I think it was a combination of drying the moisture and then killing what was on the surface.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent advice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, again, this man doesn't have to suffer because every time you get anxiety about a condition like that, you create extra cortisol that goes to your brain and it can even shorten life. That's what the deadly disease is, right? Stress.
Yep, yep.
So that's huge that he has peace of mind and he feels better, so he's going to be happier.
Here's a question just came in. It's I love it when these come in when you're here. They love to hear you. She says, I am a tattoo person. I do tattoos professionally. I could have sworn that you said one time when you were talking with Sally that you can use silver on a tattoo, but I can't remember which one you recommended. Was it a liquid or was it the gel? I don't want to suck the color out of the tattoo, but of course I want it to heal. Can you tell me which is which? Because I do permanent makeup and I do tattoos. Oh, great question.
Wow, you're a multi-talented person here. Yes, you can use both. However, if for the deeper body tattoos, normally the gel is used.
Oh, okay.
Right away. And it cuts the healing time down by at least 50% because a lot of people wrap them. I've had people, and I'm not a tattoo person, so I may be speaking out of turn, but I've heard that they'll wrap in saran wrap or just a covering so you're not picking at it,
yeah.
So the wound can heal. And that's where the gel is invaluable. It'll keep the color safe and vibrant, and it reduces the wound because it's releasing stem cells within 60 seconds. There are new stem cells being released into that wound, because that's what a tattoo is. It's a temporary wound. Now, when you're using permanent makeup tattoos, that's a shallower incision. So usually we wait 24 hours after the incision, and then you can either use the spray, which is very delicate, and if it's sore, would recommend that, or they can dab a little bit of gel lightly when they go to sleep on that. If the silver is used too quickly on a shallow tattoo, which are eyes and usually lips, it may pull up the color. Like it's actually healing so fast that the color is lifted on top of the skin. That's how fast this gel works. On a deeper tattoo, it doesn't do that. But usually lips and eyes, we just use proceed with caution, and it's up to the individual technician.
Okay. You know, I think when you think about silver, you know, you probably, once you start using it, will think of a lot of other ways to use it. I'm a big believer in using it in my ears for ear infections. You know, I love putting it in my nose. I mean, when I'm down with the horses and there's all kinds of particulate in the air, and you know, what we have alfalfa, we have it in barns, and you know, you go in the barn, you have a small door, you lift it up, you drop it on the cart, and the dust just releases everywhere in the air. And you know, you sneeze later and it's green from alfalfa, and you cough up a little bit and it's green because that's how we absorb that dust, you know. But I mean, I use silver in my eyes all the time, you know, because I get the eye wash benefits, but it also gets underneath the lid, and you know, you fight a lot of that irritation. It's really easy, because if you get things in your eyes and you rub them, you actually scratch your eye.
Mm-hmm.
You agree?
Yes, I do. Yeah, you should just spray that. You can spray the silver right in your eye during the day, and you can even use the gel at night if you have something more serious, like a pink eye, ringworm, something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm. You know, I feel so comfortable having it in my system every day. And, you know, and the people that I know that use it, I have a lot of friends that are in the hotels, and they're around a lot of people, and not just people from here, but people from all over the world. And when people from all over the world travel, like you're going somewhere different, when people come here, they bring their germs and stuff with them that come from their location, you know. So
that's
in Vegas,
right.
They bring their money and their germs. So, but they leave the germs. Well, they leave the money too. But they leave their germs here. And then if you're in the midst of it, let's say you are a baccarat or a 21 dealer at a big hotel, and
wow.
You've got five, six people sitting at your table, and everyone's from a different country, and they're all breathing towards you. How long can your immune system keep fighting all of this bombarding of germs? Because there is no bubble wrap. There is no clear plexiglass. You've got it coming at you all the time. You're handling cards that they handle, and then you have the cards again, and then you're dealing, and then we touch our face automatically because you just do. And you may use an antibacterial or wash your hands every time you have a break every 20 minutes. But while you're there, I mean, you are sharing germs back and forth. So you have to support yourself. So I think that's why silver does so well, because it gives you that extra layer. And I'm going to use it again, a bubble wrap to protect you.
Yes, and what about the cigarette smoke?
Yeah, that too.
Anybody who works in a casino should be using silver products.
I think you're 100% right. Thank you so much. I love having you here. It just brings such good information, and we can never educate enough about this, because for years there was confusion, and now people know about it. Now they're knowing more. They just need to correctly pick the right line, and the Silver Biotics line is the one that I recommend. I want people to remember the CBD lotion by Silver Biotics is $7 off. I think it's down to like $12 a bottle. So wow. You can pick up the CBD Silver Biotics lotion as well. The gel, the liquid, all the good stuff at Stay Healthy. And don't forget, the liquid is 25% off. Sally, have a great trip. I'll be thinking about you on the other side of the world, having fun.
Absolutely. I will be connected in case anybody needs me. You know, that's what's great about this planet. The WhatsApp, the Skype, internet.
Have a wonderful time.
Have a great summer.
Be well. Have a good, safe trip.
Thank you so much.
My guest today, Dr. Sally Bird, representing Silver Biotics. You got to check it out. You got to try it. Because it's the one you want to try. We didn't even get time to talk about the lozenges that are available. Every lozenge has a teaspoon of silver in it. How cool is that? That allows you to be able to have the silver suck on it. It's great for your throat. It's great for your gums. It's wonderful. I use those frequently, hand them out when I'm traveling as well. But you know what? It's okay, because if it gives somebody a little bit of a benefit and helps them deal with a situation at hand, I've been there. I was at a show and Sally gave them to me. I could barely talk. Can you imagine? It was terrible. And so she gave them to me at a show, and by the next day I had my voice back. So that was the day I became a believer in those. And I talk about them all the time. So Silver Biotics, check out the lozenges, check out the gels, 25% off the liquids. The CBD lotion with silver is on sale for $12, I think. It's like $7 off. You got to try it. And you'll find great ways of using those as well. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. That's where you go. Stay Healthy is in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. They make it easy for you to get healthy, to be healthy, to stay healthy, and they do it because of education, information, knowledgeable staff, the best products to choose from, great prices, and all of it wrapped up in a fully packed, full-service store. How much better could that be? They make sure that you have at your fingertips knowledge, education, and information, and in today's world of self-service and confusion, they take it all away. And make sure that you have exactly what you need at your fingertips, as well as great relationships with amazing people that can, you know, make your life better and healthier and with great support. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to visit their Facebook page, give them a thumbs up, and stay connected with the store. Of course, you can visit their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. The Facebook page gives you daily posts, daily connections, and it's a way to, you know, get some reminders and some updates and some healthy information, all of it coming your way from their Facebook page. Let's face it, we're always on Facebook. I'm on Facebook all the time. And if I can get a little alert or something from Marge, I'll usually borrow her post and put it on my Facebook page, because they're very educational. And I know that there's something within that post that somebody will definitely benefit from in a positive way. So if you're on Facebook and you haven't liked Stay Healthy's page, you're missing information. There's no reason to do that when you can go there, click on it, like the page, and start getting benefits every single day. I want to thank everyone for another great week of awesome shows here on the Staying Healthy Radio Show, bringing you the best guest in the industry and always, always talking about the relevant topics for today's world, the things we need to talk about, the things we absolutely should be chatting about. And many times the things we're either embarrassed or it's uncomfortable to talk about, but those are the things that are probably the most important. So you can talk with them with the folks at Stay Healthy. You can email me, message me, go to my Facebook page, Dr. Jeffrey Burke, like it, and then you can actually ask me a question, and I'll answer your question right on my page. Courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived, and they're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, for downloads that are free to you. Have a great day, great weekend. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.